Stephanie Davison, and she was talking about this guy she likes in Belize. And I said, I don't know about him, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I told her that he's got another girl that he's seeing. And I said the girl's name. So she didn't know it at the time, but she contacted him. And she said, well, who's so-and-so? And he said, well, that's my ex-girlfriend. And she said, well, Maria said that you're speaking with her again. And he admitted it. So she was so impressed that she kept coming to me for readings for her business, et cetera. So she told the 90, oh, and I told her, I said, you ought to be on 90 Day Fiancé. Because that was my favorite show. I used to watch that all the time. And so she told the producers about me, and they said, oh, my God, this is a great storyline. Let's go ahead and get you on, you know, get Maria on, too, and we'll build your story, your segment, around that you have a psychic friend and that you have this boyfriend in Belize. And so I've been she's been kind of a client friend of mine for 5 years now. And that's how I got on the show. And my segment is with Stephanie and Ryan, where I make predictions for her love life and tell her to stay away from him. And she doesn't listen. And then she hooks up with his cousin, Harris, who's a little bit better. So the season's winding up now. We have to, I think we have to tell all next week. And then we'll go into reruns, you know. So that's kind of my story. Is there any particular stars of the show that you want me to give predictions on that are standouts for you and for your audience?
Why don't you just give me a little general sampling of what you see?
Okay, so let's go with this current season cast, and if I think of something for some other folks on prior seasons, I'll let you know. How familiar are you with the cast? Do you watch
this
show?
This one I'm fairly familiar with.
Okay, good. Okay, so Rebecca and Zia, they just got married on last week's show. Okay. So she's an Aquarius, and he's a Capricorn. I see them lasting for a while, but possibly this is not a forever relationship. He's very young, and he's a Capricorn, and he's going to miss his home, his family, his tradition. He's a hard worker. I think that eventually those two will split, and I see problems for them next year. Although they may not split next year, I see a lot of problems within the dynamics of that relationship. I think once he gains his own personal power, has some footing, has some money coming in, et cetera, I'm not sure that relationship is going to last. And then Jovi, who's here also in New Orleans, lives in Louisiana, and Yara, they seem to be a very popular couple. He's an Aquarius. There seems to be a lot of Aquarius on the show this year. And that's because the planets are aligned very well for Aquarius to expand and grow. It's a very lucky year for Aquarians to, you know, grow their careers, et cetera. And, you know, they're already, from what I've heard, they're already married, had a baby or having a baby or something. So they're tight. I think that they will last. I can't remember hers. I think she's a Libra. I'm trying to remember her birthday. But he's going to have a really good year. He's got a big money year next year that will help her buy her Gucci bags and supply her with a nice thing. But she's building her own little empire, too. I think she's designing either handbags or clothes, something to do with fashion. And she's also going to have a very good year this year, too. I see those, despite what you might see on TV, I see those, that couple staying together. The couple from Virginia, Brandon, and oh my God, I just forgot her name off the top of my head, but they just got married last week too. Let me see, Brandon. Do you remember her name? I just had a
you know heart. I'm blanking too.
Oh my God! So Brandon and his bride, the Russian girl. I think that he needed this relationship to move away from his parents' grip. And she's, now that they're married, I feel that she is definitely going to be the big boss in the family. And I think that Betty and his mom and dad are going to have to kind of take a side seat in their lives now. And she's definitely going to be the boss in the family. I think he's a Virgo, and he likes to please. He likes to please everybody and placate everybody. But she's going to make sure that she's the one he pleases first. So I think we're going to see a lot of new dynamics in this whole scenario here. And I think they can stay together. Stephanie and Ryan, they're no longer together. That should come as no surprise. Stephanie and Harris may remain friends, But I don't think that they're going to stay together either. I think Stephanie's going to end up meeting somebody else, and I think that's going to probably be next year. You'll see her in the headlines with a new man, if not before next year. And I think that she's going to do very well with her business and her career, and we may see her in other outlets. Let's see who else is on the show. Trying to think. Bring up the chaos, because right now, for some reason, you know why? We have a moon void today. In moon voids, every so often, we have moon voids and nothing happens. People feel like they're at a standstill. They just want to chill and forget things. This is terrible. Oh, my goodness. TLC, 90 day. Are you familiar with Darcy from a couple seasons back?
Yeah, I remember her.
Okay. Yes, because her and her sister, Darcy and Stacy, got their own show. They're kind of on the cusp of Virgo Libra, but she's a Libra. She really wants, she's all about the true love thing. She really wants to be in love and fall in love with her Prince Charming, but she's her, you know, obviously her own worst enemy if you watch the show. Her big year for relationships and love is going to be, for legitimate relationships, is going to be May 11th of next year through almost the end of 2023. So middle of 22 to 23, she's going to find her true love. Now, even if she says, oh, I'm married now, I got my man, this and that, I don't know if that's going to work out either. The last 3.5 years have been tough for her. And we've seen some of that play out on TV, but that's because she's Libra and this Saturn, which is a very difficult planet, has been squaring her sun sign. A lot of frustration, a lot of betrayal, a lot of disappointment. And her life is getting better this year, but it's extremely good middle of 22 to 23 for love and relationships. And then Lauren and Alexi, you know, from Florida, I think they're from Boca. They're welcoming another baby. I think they said it was going to be a boy. I'm trying to remember, but they're definitely going to stay together. They're a good couple. She's a Cancer. She's going to be a great mom. Well, she is a great mom. Molly is also a Cancer. You've seen Molly was on a couple shows back with Louise. She's on The Single Life. And Cancer women tend to do extremely well as parents, but they also are, there's more self-made millionaires born under the sign of Cancer than any other sign. And she has been in a couple different TV shows. You know, she's got her own business. We call her the bra lady. But I don't think that the guy that she's seeing right now is the one. I don't think she's found the one. I don't even think that he's pulled up into the dock yet. So she's going to end up meeting an array of people in the next couple years. And I would see 2023 probably as her biggest year to meet, you know, to meet her match. But she's going to do extremely well on the career front, especially next year. We're going to see a lot more of Molly. Paul and Carini from a long time ago, he's from Kentucky. If you remember that couple, I think they just had another baby. They're always going to be back and forth, always fighting, making up, breaking up. That's just their scenario. I don't care if they have 6 kids. There's always going to be arguments, but I see them staying together. She may leave and take the babies back home to her home country, but they'll be back. This is one of those relationships that's kind of toxic. They can't stay away from each other. They can't live with each other, but they can't live without each other. And now there's 2 kids involved. Who else is kind of a standout? Oh my gosh. Danielle from Sandusky, Ohio. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes, I remember her.
Okay, the one that Mohammed was married to, and he said on national TV that she smelled down there. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they're really trying. I'm not even sure what Danielle's birthday is. I thought she was a Pisces. I tried to look it up, and because she cries all the time, I thought she was Pisces. But she's going to end up meeting somebody, but I think it's going to be somebody that is wants to kind of have their 15 minutes of fame. I don't think that it's going to be somebody that's going to be honestly in love with Danielle. She's got a hard road into love. I see, like, in her past and I see in her future, unfortunately, placing her trust in a lot of the wrong people. And also some of the girls that are her so-called friends right now on The Single Life, I don't know if they're just out there for their 15 minutes of fame or not, because when you really think about it, would these girls be hanging out with her and doing all this stuff with her unless they could be on TV? So I see a lot of hanger-oners with Danielle, people using her for their 15 minutes of fame. So I'm not so sure she's going to have the type of relationship that she's really looking for. That was like a train wreck, that whole storyline from a couple of years back. I'm trying to think, who else do we have that would be really interesting? Is there anyone that yours is a favorite, do you know?
No, you pretty much hit them all. I'm really...
Okay, you like? Okay. Not Dean, Tariq and his bride that just got married, the one that is looking for a girlfriend. You know what I'm talking about? they just got married on last Sunday's show. I think that those two will stay together. He's almost 50 years old. I didn't realize Tariq was that old. I thought he was like in his 30s. But I think those two will stay together. And I think that eventually she's not going to be that interested in girls. She's going to kind of give up that. She will be for a couple years. They'll have some fun sexually. But I think long term, I think these two will stay together. And they'll be happy with just each other.
Nice. Let's hope so.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of them, you know, in the earlier years, if you watch the season, you know, for the last 4 or 5 years, a lot of them are still together. And then there's some, obviously, that you know that aren't going to make it. Now, Colt or Colty and Larissa, you know, that train wreck, they're both taking their 15 minutes of fame and running with it. So I see Colty in and out of a lot of different relationships. But I'm going to make a prediction on him. You know, Larissa was in court off and on for different reasons. Cops called, et cetera. She was threatened with, you know, immigration taking her back to her home country. I think he's going to end up with some charges against him. I don't know if it's going to be sexual harassment charges or what, but I'm seeing that Colty may have some court dates coming up too. And let's see if there's anybody else that's interesting, because some of them are kind of boring, you know?
Yeah.
Some of them I just moved past. Well, I have to watch them all now, but yeah. So those are probably the most popular ones for people.
Yes.
It's a fun show. See, I mean, it's a fun show to watch. It's a fun show to be on and, you know, to be behind the scenes and see what's going on and to have the inside scoop and to know what's coming on beforehand. And even though I'm on the cast, I still, on Sunday nights, I love to watch it and just yell at the screen, you know, because we're all burned out by working all week. Come home on Sunday night and pour a margarita and sit at the TV and yell at it. Dumbass. So I'll continue to be a fan, you know, long after my season is ended.
And what do you predict for me? That's what I'm curious about.
Oh, let me do your chart. That's what I was excited to do. Hang on here 1 second. Let me get my computer up because I'm an astrologer. Okay, what is your birth date?
September 34th.
September 4th, 1983. 24th. Sorry. Well, that's close to Darcy's birthday. September 24th, 19, you said 83 or 93?
83.
Okay, and what time were you born? Do you know approximately?
About 8:30.
A.M. or P.M.?
A.M.
Okay, 8:30. Whoops, hang on. Oh, shoot, my, okay, 9:24. 1983, 8:30 a.m. And what city were you born in, hon?
Brooklyn.
I was in New York City right before Christmas. And
oh, wow.
They had the Nor'easter, you know, everything shut down. The sheriff was calling your phone. They're checking you up on the hotels to make sure that you're quarantining. It was just like not New York around Christmas time. You know, it was total. I'm glad I went just to see, you know, how different it was, because I was there in October and everything was fairly open. You could, all the stores and stuff. So now I'm scheduled to go back in June. And I'm anxious to see what kind of changes they've made and how well they've come. Okay, so you already know that you're right on the cusp, but you are a Libra. You've got the Virgo traits, but the Libra. 8:30 a.m., we have a second sign. In astrology, we all have three signs. You already know you're Libra, but based on the time that you were born, you have what we call your ascendant or your rising sign. That's also Libra. So you're a double Libra. When things are really good for you, they're really good. When they're bad, they're bad. There's not a lot of in between. Your moon sign is who you are on the inside, the inside of your personality.
Not too many people see that side of you unless they get close to you. Your moon's in Aries, so you can be a little bossy sometimes. You know, the Libra who wants everybody to be, oh, I want to please everybody. Everybody, let's get along. You know, you're really nice. Everybody gets along. Let's all peace and harmony. But that Aries moon can be impatient, can definitely be a leader rather than a follower. Libras are more team players. Aries are the leaders. So you have this inner quality that, you know, is good at getting things done, is intelligent, and is smart, is impatient. Let's get moving. Let's get going. And so your moon sign, very, very strong in the area of your chart that rules relationships. So when you get to, when you're with somebody, you know, they can become your end-all, be-all if you're not careful. You have to make sure that you don't lose yourself in a relationship. You do put a lot of energy into work, though. Your chart has Mars conjunct Venus in the 10th house. What that means in layman's terms is that you're going to be very successful with your career. You haven't missed the boat yet. You have a big peak coming up in 2025 and 26, or the tip of 27. So right now you're in a period where you're growing to that peak. So what, 4 or 5 years from now, after that point, you can rest on your laurels, or you can't grow anymore unless you were to do something different. But you're also supposed to own your own business. So at some point in your life, you may think about doing that, along with maybe getting into a partnership where you own, because your Libra partnerships are good, owning your own business or doing it with a partner. You also have, you already went through your bad money years back in 2015, 16, 17, somewhere around there. So
yes.
You're done with your bad money years. That doesn't come back again for 25 years. You are actually going to have an excellent money year next year, starting around the middle of the year and into early 23. 24, you get a chance to pay down a lot of your debt. Don't have to owe anybody anything, and you'll get some good deals and sales on things. Did you already move, or are you thinking about it? Because you've got a move aspect here.
Thinking about it.
Okay, this is going to be the best year in 12 years to make a residential change between now and May 13th or between August 1st and December 28th. It's gonna. This is where you're. Wherever you're going is where you're supposed to be.
Okay.
And you're gonna. You have to move. It's almost like I feel like you can't do anything more where you are. You need to make the change. Also, I want to tell you that this summer, it's very good aspects to gamble. Even if you're not a big gambler, you need to buy a lottery ticket or go to the casino or something. And it's also a very good time for relationships and love. You're going to live to be very old, and you're going to look younger as you go. Do you look younger now?
Yes.
People think you're younger, don't they?
Yes, I still get carded.
I feel like that you're like you, on a good day, you can look like you're 22, and on a day that you're tired, you could still look like, you know, you're 30 or something. So I think you're always going to look younger than you are, and which is very nice. So just keep your hair, you know, cute and cool, dress young. When you're 70, you'll look like you're 40.
I love it.
I know. Long-term health, watch out for bladder, kidney infections, reproductive area problems, headaches, sinuses, allergies, depression. Now, when I say depression, I don't mean that you're depressed. What I mean is that it takes a lot to get you down, because you try to be a very cheery, happy, bubbly person. But when you get down, it takes a lot to get you up. So make sure that you're hanging around positive people as much as you can and having a balance in your life between work and play. You are an old soul. A lot of people throw that word around very loosely. I can honestly say that you are, because your sun sign is in the 12th house of your natal chart. That's the sign of the old soul. That is also the sign of the empath. So what happens when you have aspects like that, you pick up on other people very easily. You could pick up on people's joy, pain, their sorrow, also their physical pain. So sometimes you can be in a crowd of people and it may just be too much for you. Like, let's say you go to a mall over Christmas time and all these people are there. You may not be able to stay in that mall too long because it's like, oh my God, I got to get out of here. It's just too much, because you're picking up on all the people's energy. So just kind of remember that you have to have a balance in your life, you know, play and work, et cetera, peace and fun, et cetera. But anyway, long-term health looks good. You're gonna die of old age, and you're gonna have a Taurus and a Gemini person help you cross over, and they may not be gone yet. And Gemini is late May, June, and Taurus is late April, May. You're gonna have two careers in this lifetime, and one of them should be in the entertainment field, which is pretty much what you're doing here. But I do see you being a workaholic and love what you do, and it does also show that one of the positions may be, like I said, your own company, your own business, if you're not already doing that. You've got a lot of people that you're going to know around the country and around the world. You'll have friends in a lot of different places. But there's a part of you that is a very private person. This is not your typical Libra. Libras like to be out there, social, go out on a Wednesday night, whatever. You really do need to shut the door sometimes, and you really do like to be by yourself. And people are going to think, well, is Sandy mad at me? What's going on with her? No, it's just like you need to be by yourself sometimes. You need that. And even as a child, it looks like you could play alone well, you know, at times. But I think this year is going to be a much better year for you than the last couple. I think that you probably went through tiredness, exhaustion, maybe some people kind of, I don't want to say betrayed you, but maybe you lost hope in certain people. But the last couple of years was kind of tough. And I think that you were either angry or frustrated last fall, like September, October, November, December, even into January. That's gone too. This is going to be a much easier, much better year for you, a much more progressive year. And whatever woman or relationship that you were upset with last fall, last winter, that situation is either worked out or is working its way out, and you've grown from that. Now what I'm seeing is a lot of progress this year, and most of your luck this summer, well, this spring and summer, is going to be moving in your personal life. However, in July and August, you have a really big aspect for your career. And I also see, and I hope I'm saying this right, I don't know, I almost feel like you could win an award where you could have some sort of recognition for the work that you do this year. So there might be a reward of some sort or recognition or something. And that'll make you feel like you're on the right path. It's very important for you to feel like you're on the right path, that you're doing what you're not a job, but you're calling. It's very important that you feel like I'm purposeful. And so I do see you having fun with a lot of things this summer. Things are going to start opening up. A lot of things down south here are opening. I'm going to Arizona for the Tucson Gem Show next Thursday. And my husband just told me they don't have to wear masks in Arizona. It's mask-free 100%. If you go to Mississippi next door to me, mask-free, Florida, Texas. So I think it's going to eventually make its way up north. So I would say at some point this year, and definitely by March of 22, everything will have come full circle. So I see you definitely have a lot more fun this year than you did last year. And do your home thing. Do your real estate thing while you have the good luck. And that'll continue into December 28th. And you got some good luck with relationships. One of your best years for love, relationships, commitments, all that kind of stuff is next year. You're feeling good about life next year. It's even better next year than it is this year. You got a better year next year. It just keeps progressively getting better until we reach that peak in 25, 26 with your career. Do you have any questions?
No, I think you got everything. That's amazing.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully you were taping this or writing it down, because I gave you a lot of future stuff. People already know their past. I threw a couple things in there about the past, just so you know I was legit. But
yes.
But I really want to focus on the future, you know, because that's why people call, to get to know what's happening ahead of time for them. But no, it's great talking to you. You have anything else you need, give me a call back if you need to add to it or whatever, and send me a link so I can share it on my social media pages so people can see what you're doing too.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right, Sammy, call me anytime.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.